Blog Talk Radio. Last hour, God, we pray that you will minister to them in a special way. think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. Help me to stand and having done all to remain standing, holding up the blood-stained banner for you, O God. Walking in righteousness, O God, leading people to you, O God. And this last hour, letting them know that you are still the only way. You are the way. You are the truth. And you are the light on today, God. We just thank you. And God, we pray for those that are battling situations and circumstances in their mind and in their bodies on today. Oh, my God, you got everything in control, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If they would just trust you, oh God, if they would just look to you, oh God, we just thank you, God, and we pray, God, for the sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. We pray for leaders, oh God. We pray for leaders that are leading people away and astray, oh God, and changing your word and twisting up your word, and oh God, for these false prophets and false teachers and false leaders, we plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that their trees will be chopped down like Nebuchadnezzar. Oh God, they will come to themselves and come to their senses, and oh God, and recognize that you are God, and besides you, there is no other one today. God, we here at the Red Church, we plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is still present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, my God. As I say from day to day when I talk to you all, I'm trying. I'm trying all I know to lead people and to be an example and be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. You know, not just hearing the word, but doing, being a doer of the word of God. We're seeing and hearing a lot of people, you know, that say they stand up for God, and you look at their life and you say, oh my God, you know, the Bible says you should know them by their fruit. And their fruit is their lifestyle, the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they live. It is your fruit, y'all. How are we going to know truth? You know, people watching you every day. Everywhere you go, somebody's watching you, even when you think they're not watching you. We're to be an example in this last hour. The Bible said we once were lost, but now we're found. When you come into the knowledge of the truth, you were a sinner, but then you give your life to Christ, and he comes in and cleans your heart and your mind up, you know, one day at a time. He takes you through. You know, he gives you strength to endure if you just trust him. Oh, my God, there's so much, as I said, taking place in this world. I'm telling you, people, oh, you better wake up and shake up, because judgment is here and judgment is still coming. It's still to come. Oh, I hear some people say, well, you know, y'all just talk about hell and y'all just talk about, you know, y'all just judging and all that kind of stuff. Well, the word of God, it's a light. It's a light unto your path. It's a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path. It will lead you and guide you into truth. Oh, yes. Yes, the word of God is truth. It's righteousness. It's holiness. It's a lifestyle, y'all. Come on. Come to Jesus while you have a chance. Look, we were in Egypt. Look, Egypt is a world. Egypt is a world. We were in Egypt. He brought us out of Egypt. He brought us out of bondage. Don't y'all, you all know the story. You was in, in sin. And then you get born again. We were born in sin. Out of your mother's womb, you came in sin. Sin into the world through Lucifer, through Satan. You know, wanting to control and wanting to be God. Oh, my God. Sometimes I just, my Lord, I'd be like, Lord, I just want to help somebody to understand. Can't you see? Can't you see the signs of the time? Can't you see what the enemy is doing? He's tricking people. Oh, my God. Like I said, judgment has begun in the house of God. And you look around and you see everything going on in God's house. That's why he said judgment must begin in the house of God, because all this filthiness and all this, oh, my God, I've never seen out of the 40-some years what I said, almost 48, 49 years that I've been saved. Oh, my God, never seen it like this. Oh, my God. We're running out of time. The church is in a terrible state. The church and the world look alike now. It didn't used to be this way. You didn't talk the same way that the world. You didn't do the same thing that the world did. There's a difference. The Bible said a difference in clean and unclean, holiness and unholiness, righteous and unrighteousness. Wouldn't it be words like right and wrong, good and evil, if there wasn't a difference between the whole thing? You know, come on. Oh, my God. Everything has been turned upside down. It's like this world has been turned upside down. Everything has been reversed. Good is evil, evil is good. Now, people used to respect the saints, but now the devil, they respect the devil. And forget the saints. They say we misfit. You know, we don't fit in. You know, no. We don't compromise with the devil. No, there is a hell and there's a heaven. There's, you know, there's good and there's bad. There's God's kingdom, there's Satan's kingdom. We better know, wake up. Who's doing all this evil? Who's killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives? It's not God. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. He will not have sin. You can't be a sinner and make it to heaven. Come on, y'all. Now, I listen to Jakes and I listen to all the other ones. I change the word of God, fit their own need, but I mean, fit their own way because of what they're doing. You know, they did just like Judah betraying Jesus. I'm telling you, turn their back on Jesus. Now you just seeing God doing a new thing. His word ain't the same. You know, his word ain't truth. And you confusing people, mixing them up, and people don't even know. I mean, you're not God. Man is not God. Man is wants to take God's place just like Satan did. Want to control everything. That's why this nation is like it is right now. Man wants to be God because God gave him knowledge and wisdom, you know. And he now, look, just want to take over the earth. You know, they're messing with the climate control and messing. Oh, my God. Man got his hand in everything. You know, the Bible says making idols with your own hands. I mean, making robots and the robots preaching in the church. Oh, my God, it's just so much stuff, y'all. Y'all paying attention to all this stuff that's taking place in this world. Oh, my God, it's a sad time we're living in. It's a sad time. It's a dangerous time. It's a time like never before that we're living in. Jesus is coming, y'all. I know y'all saying he ain't coming. Some of y'all saying he coming. Even listen to, what's his name? Billy Graham, you know, before he died. It done changed, you know, changed from the way he was preaching. Some, you know, unbelievers are going to heaven. Why in the world is an unbeliever going to heaven? How you going to go to heaven except you receive Christ? And how are you going to receive Christ if you don't believe? See, some things just don't even make sense that the devil is twisting people up. I mean, but these people have, you know, a lot of these people, like I said, never been saved. Never been saved. Ain't no way you've been saved and doing the stuff that you're doing. Ain't no way you've been saved and turning your back on God like this. Good as he been to us. Oh, my God, it's a praying time, y'all. It's a praying time, no plan, but a praying time. People taking cruises left and right. I mean, going on cruises, they ain't coming back. They don't know people disappearing off the cruises. And they going to the bathroom and you going to the bars and all that stuff. And Lord have mercy. And can't nobody find them. Oh, my God. It's a praying time. Kids disrespectful in school. It's so much stuff we can deal with. Kids busting and cussing at the teachers. No respect. This nation never been in the shape it's in now. Oh, my God, judgment. You don't think this judgment, God's going to judge this stuff? Oh, yes. He's a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. He's a God of judgment. You think that won't judgment when the flood came and washed all those people away? That won't judgment? And only Noah and his family was saved. The man preached for 120 years the same message. He didn't change. He didn't change God's word. He obeyed God. The Bible says he obeyed God. He walked with God. He talked with God. He obeyed God's word. What happened? What's wrong with these preachers? They started out obeying God. Then they got their head big and saw money coming to you now and prosperity and forgot all about the one that brought them out, the one that delivered them, the one that saved them, the one that made the way for you. Don't forget where you come from. Betraying Jesus just like Judah for money, fame, fortune, and a name, for a trophy that can't talk, can't hear, can't do nothing. People up there kissing trophies and, oh, my God, just kissing it like it did something for you. Oh, my God. And then I'm like, thank God. Thank God for the piece of metal or idol that you worshiping that don't do nothing. Y'all paid all that money to go sit there. Oh, my God, yo. Oh, it's a sad time, y'all. It's such a sad time we're living in. Oh, my God. Young people dying left and right. I mean, can you send your child to daycare thinking that, you know, you're going to go back and pick them up? All again, bruised, abused, and oh, my God, left in the cars and in the vans when, you know, you're supposed to check and make sure all the kids are off there. Oh, my God, leaving the kids in the, oh, it's just so much. It's just so much. We're living in such an evil day and such a sad time, y'all. It's a praying time. It's a time like never before. Love a minute wax cold. People don't love like they used to. People don't respect, no morals, no values. Oh, my God, just do whatever you want to do. It's all right. Just compromising with the devil. It's your thing. Do whatever you want to do. No, 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 no. No. It's not your thing. Do whatever you want to do. Not and serve God. You got to deny you. That's what you do and pick up your cross and follow him. Let him lead you and guide you throughout the rest of your life. That's what giving your life, repenting and turning away from sin and turning to Christ. Like I said, young people kept committing suicide. They're being bullied in school and bullied. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Come on, wake up, y'all. And floods everywhere, fires everywhere. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think in Libya, they just had a flood there, and I think they said over 20,000 people lost their lives. Oh, my God. Libya, yeah, 20,000 people. Oh, yes. And China had a flood. I mean, and they want to rewrite the Bible. Oh, my God. I mean, literally blind. Oh, my God. Judgment, y'all. This is judgment. Oh, my God. It's judgment. Atlanta. They had floods in Atlanta. Oh, my God. Judgment, y'all. Florida, Louisiana, all these places. Oh, my God, fires and floods, fires and floods. Judgment. Come on, y'all, running out of time. Jesus is soon to come. He give me a chance every day. He give me your opportunity to give life to him. Every time you wake up, blood running warm in your vein, closing your right mind, you got your breath. That he breathed the breath of life in you, inside of you. Oh, yes. You say he breathed into man and he became a living soul. Yes. Without that air that God breathes within us, we just a dead man or a dead woman. We just dust on duty. On duty for the Lord. Working for the Lord. It'll pay off, y'all. Oh, yes. People think, you know, once you die, that's it. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no, no. Mm-mm. No. It ain't over, y'all. No, it's not. Our Lord is soon to come. He's coming back for a ready church. Oh, yes. Get ready, be ready, and stay ready. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants us to do. Get ready, be ready, and stay ready. So we can be that ready church. Ready. That church. We're supposed to be the church. A holy church. Set aside church for God. To be used by him. Oh my God. Anyway, let's go to Revelation chapter 22. Let's start there. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. God's word is faithful and it's true, y'all. I know some of y'all don't want to believe it, but his word is faithful and true. You can't even find a friend that's faithful and true like God. His word. You had some friends that you thought was faithful to you. And you look, and they betrayed you, just like these people betraying Jesus today. Put no trust in man. Keep your trust in a true and living God. He made you and not we ourselves. Did no man make you? These men that they worshiping us, the men of the earth, he didn't save you. He can't save you. He can't heal you. He can't deliver you. And he can't keep you from heaven or hell. He ain't made no heaven and he ain't made no hell. He ain't made no sky, no trees, no birds, no bees. Oh, no. None of these leaders get y'all lifting up. Y'all lifting up the wrong person. Lift up the name of Jesus. He's the one to heal your body when you're sick. He's the one to come by and touch you with a finger of love and say, get up. I'm going to let you live another day. And you can get it right today. Maybe you did something or said something or, you know, or hurt somebody or, you know. He gave you another chance to get it right. Oh, my God. He said faithful and true. God is faithful and true. It said, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must come, must shortly be done. And we see it. We see it. He said, look, behold, I come quickly. Jesus is coming, y'all. I know they're saying, oh, he's been saying he's coming. Oh, yes. He's still coming. And just because you say he ain't coming don't mean he ain't. And because you don't believe don't mean he ain't coming. He's giving you a chance to believe, to trust God. And like I said, these preachers changing the word of God, talking about there are many ways to God, and Jesus ain't the only way, and Jesus ain't the only son. Just so much stuff that the devil has used these ministers to twist up God's word and to change God's word. You know, God is doing a new thing now. And if it's new, it's not true. It ain't in this Bible. It ain't true. He's a true and living God. He said, what I say to one, I say to all. And one scripture says, shall we continue in sin? No. He said, no. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abide? That's all people talking about, grace and love. Oh, you know, grace and love. But he's a God of judgment, y'all. The rain came, the flood came and washed those people away. Oh, yes, but he saved Noah and his family. And the Bible said it was about like 12 billion people then, and it's like 6 billion now. It's less people than it was when Noah, in Noah's day. Because they have all this technology and TVs and radios and all this kind of stuff that they got now. You know, they were having more babies and children and stuff back then. You know, some people were having 13, 14, 16, 20 children. They don't do that no more. You know, they got other things to occupy your mind now. Occupy your mind and your children too. You're not spending no time with the blessings and the treasures that God blessed you with. These children have no manners, no respect. I mean, because look, the iPads and the cell phones raising your children. You want them out of your house because you want to do what you want to do. You want to party and you want to drink. You want to smoke. You want to run here and run there. You want to look at everybody's business on that Facebook and Instagram. You so busy on that, you can't even have time alone with God or your children that he blessed you with. Oh, my God. We need to get our house back in order. Most of the time, people just on their cell phones and even at work. Texting, go driving along the street, texting. I mean, that's why you got so many accidents and stuff. People walking with the cell phone and walk right into a manhole. You know, oh, my God. We need to get back, get our focus back, get your house back in order. Yes. They said a house divided against itself won't stand. I mean, children killing their parents because they won't give them a game. Oh, my God, I've never heard of such a mess that you hear today. Because they can't have their way, you know, no demons be inside those kids, just like them demons be inside those adults until you get saved. You need to be saved. Jesus will save you. He will heal you. He will deliver you from your sin and from yourself, from self-destruction, and from destruction from those around about you. I think last week I just saw a police pull over a man, had all them beer bottles and wine bottles all on top of the car. I was glad he did get him off the road before he killed himself or killed somebody else, some innocent person. Oh, we living in an evil time, y'all. Oh, my God. Any and everybody running the church today. Any kind of lifestyle, just running the church. People that ain't you know, even saved. Singers ain't saved, been singing all their life, been singing ever since they were little. And because you got a gift to sing, a gift is without repentance. People can have a gift to sing, people can have a gift to preach, you have a gift to dance, gift to all kinds of gifts and not be saved. That's what we're seeing today. It's a mess. But anyway, Jesus came and he said, behold, I come quickly. He coming quickly. He said, blessed is he that keepeth, not get rid of. Not change. He said the sayings are the prophecy of what? This book. Come on, y'all. This Bible. I know there's so many different translations. And, oh, my God. And the devil just got his foot in, even in that. That New International Version. I mean, some verses and scriptures and all that is just out of that book. And one word changed the whole meaning. Come on, y'all. Stick with the word of God. Stick with truth. Come on, y'all. Jesus is coming. He said, I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the foot of the angel who showed me these things. God's got a way of showing you. He showed you yourself. He gets you alone. And he talks to you. You know, sometimes we just put up all these fronts and we're around people. And then when you get alone, God will talk to you. He will talk to you. You know, the Bible was talking about in the last days, blasphemers. Oh, my God. Oh, it just disturbed me so bad when I heard Steve Harvey, which I know TD Jakes put him up there, you know, had him at his conference, the Woman Dial Loose conference. No, then where Steve Harvey didn't say he was saved, his mouth is filthy, cussing, and all that stuff, and then bring him to the church. Open the doors to the church to let that filthiness come in. Just like with Tyler Perry and the rest of them. All this filthiness in God's house. That's how the church got like it is now, in and everything in God's house, the doors that was open. Woman dollar loose and everybody loose now. From the door to the, from the pulpit to the door, everything loose. The preachers, the ushers, everybody, the singers, everybody loose. Throwing up their legs, doing all the African dances and, oh my God, the church is in a terrible state. Judgment. Oh my God. Oh, there's so much going on. So much going on, and we're running out of time, and Jesus is soon to come. This Bible said Jesus is coming soon. Oh, yes. It's saying, then said he unto me, see thou do it not. For I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keepeth the saying in this book. The saying, what has happened? What has happened to the church? Cussing, safe. Oh, my God, you cussing Jesus' name. Oh, drink in Jesus' name. Just sex it up in Jesus' name. Men with men and women with women. And oh, my God, just do whatever you want to do. I mean, preachers are supposed to be women, are supposed to be ministering to people, and they, oh, my God, they're taking advantage of the people. Money-wise and sex-wise. And what did God do about that with Eli? Eli didn't correct his sons in the house of God. And these preachers and these leaders, that's over these people that they set up in these churches, apostles and prophets, and oh my God, chief apostles, and oh my God, it's just so much going on. Everybody want a title, everybody got a church. You can do anything and just set up a church. Anybody can set up a church. If they ain't setting up church, they're writing books. I got a book out, that one got a book out. You ain't got time for the Bible because you're too busy reading somebody else's book, somebody else's life. Ain't you got enough going on in your own life? You ain't got to read about somebody else's. Read about Jesus, because that'll make a difference in your life. It'll change your life. But I'm telling you, we're down to the wire, y'all. Down to the wire, and man think he's God. Or he's going to destroy himself. Yeah. I just heard Ukraine and Russia. Oh, they already had a little war going on. It's just the beginning, y'all. I don't know if y'all heard about it, but hey, it's just the beginning. Man going to destroy himself. It say, and he said unto them, to me, seal not the sayings in this prophecy of this book. Don't give it up. Seal not. Seal not. He didn't say seal it up. He said seal not the sayings in the prophecy of this book. This book. This book. Stop reading other folks' book and read this book. Read the Bible. It will set you free, keep you free, deliver your soul and set you free. Oh, yes, nothing else will do. No other word will do. No other name will do. Allah, Buddha, none of them will do. Only Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. And he's the light. Oh, yes, of the world. Oh, my God, we're running out of time. He said, he that is unjust. Look, he said, morally, if you're unjust, let him be unjust still. If you want to be unjust, be unjust still. Don't hold nobody else back. Don't make nobody else be unjust because you want to be unjust. If you want to die and go to hell, you do that by yourself. Don't try to take nobody else with you. These preachers is using their children and everything. You can't call them your children to pass through the fire. They people looking and worshiping these people, their leaders, and Jesus is supposed to be your example. Why you want to be like Jason? Want to be like his daughter? Want to be like, oh, my God, do you want to be like Jesus? What happened? People used to want to be like Jesus, not no more. You want to be like, you got the celebrities. Oh, that's not, oh, Jake said it. Oh, I forgot the girl name. Oh, Jennifer Hudson. Oh, she's my idol. He said that out of his own mouth. His idol? What is going on with these? What is going on with these preachers? What is going on? What is going on? Y'all need to pull the covers off your ass. Pull the scales off your ass. Ask God to pull the scales off your ass. Over talking to Jason, he talking about, she talking about, you running this thing. And he talking about, yeah. No. Mm-mm. Can't do nothing apart from God. Oh, my God. He said, the eyes of the church is closed. Sure is. Look around. Eyes are closed. In and everything going on up in there, doing whatever you want to do. And that's not what God said. He told them, he told his disciples, you had to, look, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow him. And that's what they did. Oh, yeah. But just like Judah, they ate with him. You know, broke bread with him. And these people doing the same thing, eating with you and, you know, acting like they for God and they not. Betraying Jesus and walking with you. and talking to you and y'all receiving it, receive the word of God for yourself. Get your Bible. They're using these cell phones and iPads and a pulpit. What happened to the Bible? Oh, my God. Saying God doing a new thing. Now he humping, bumping, crumping now in the church. Singing all these blues and got people. Oh, you got one? You got a song you want to sing? Oh, okay, you remember that one. And you weren't thinking about Jesus when you a long time ago when you were listening to them song. Your flesh was in the way. Your flesh was deceiving you. Your flesh was leading you astray, and your flesh still leading you astray. It's flesh everywhere. And you move flesh out of the way and see Jesus. Get your flesh out of the way. The Bible said there's no good thing in your flesh. No good thing. The Bible says that in Galatians, said, oh, foolish Galatian, who has bewitched you? These leaders bewitched you. The Bible said, oh, foolish Galatian. That means a person. Somebody has to bewitch you, has to put a spell on you, has to blindside you, has to get you to change your belief. It's a person. Just like the Maryland or her with got prayer taken out of school. One woman took prayer out of school. And then commandments out of, then a man, a commandments out of the court system. Now one person came in and told everybody, y'all woman, y'all loose. And look, you is loose. Everybody got the clothes off. It's like porn everywhere, open porn everywhere, even with your children. Oh, my God, Jesus is soon to come, y'all. We got to get right. Get this thing right. And the Bible says in verse 11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, if you're going to be filthy, go ahead. He said, go ahead. He gave you free will and choice. He don't want you to do it because Deuteronomy 30 and 19 said he'd rather that you choose life over death, but it's your choice. He gave you free will. If you don't want to be saved, it's your right and your will not to be saved. But we want to say there's consequences. And the Bible said the wages are the pay. A wages, you get paid when you go to your job and work. And then, look, same thing. You're going to get paid. The wages of your sin, the pay for your sin is death. The separation with God for eternity. That's without end. Everlasting. It says, and he that is filthy. He said, look, if you want to be filthy, go ahead. He, him that be filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is what, righteous? Come on, be righteous. Just live right. Just do the right thing. It said he that is righteous, what? Let him be righteous still. If you want to be righteous, stay righteous. Come on, God wants you righteous. It said he that is holy, if you're holy, if you're living a holy lifestyle, separated from the world, not wanting the things of this world, in this world, but not of this world. I mean, yeah, God wants you to have a house. He wants you to have a car. He can give it to you. But these people getting more than enough and not thinking about your soul. They exchanging God's truth for your soul. I think Kirk Franklin even has a record company called For Your Soul, right in your face, telling you it's for your soul. If you want a contract, it's for your soul. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's the end. Behold, I come quickly. He's telling you he's coming. I come quickly, and my reward is with me. He said what? To give every man, mama, boy, girl, every man, according to his works, shall be. Listen, and I know this right here get a lot of people because I believe this is where you got that Alpha, Kappa, Psi, Phi, and all that stuff. The Bible says right here, see, the devil always try to imitate God. Always want to take what God word say and twist it and change it and use it for Satan. It says, I am Alpha and Omega. He's Alpha. He's the beginning and he's the end. It's like, I am Alpha and I'm Omega. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. He said, blessed are they that do his commandments. People ain't doing the commandments no more. They only see the commandments. Took them down in your house, out of your house. Took them down at schoolhouse. Took them down at courthouse. And this generation don't know nothing about God. Nothing. Not truth anyway. They see all this stuff. They do the same thing in the church, out of their church. They see that. But that's not the way God would have it to be. That's not the way it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. And then I heard Jamal Brown say, oh, no, we can't use the same thing we used years ago for these young people. Why not? The Bible said, what I say to one, I say to all. What it took for your grandma, what it took for you, it's going to take for them. Jesus is the answer. Nothing else would do. No substitute. No dancing. No clubbing. Oh, church club now. All this stuff that y'all just brought in God's house. Unclean, 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 unclean. Unclean, unclean, unclean. Unholy, unholy. Oh, my God. The Bible says, blessed. Don't you want to be blessed? I want to be blessed. I don't want to be cursed. There ain't no good luck and bad luck. You either blessed or you cursed. The Bible said, blessed if you obey. And curse if you disobey. You hear some people say, oh, this bad luck. No, you either bless or you curse. The Bible said, blessed are they that do his commandments. Come on, the kids don't see, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. Obey your parents, obey your mother, obey your father, that your days might be long upon the earth. They don't see that. That's why their lives are being cut short. They don't even care. Life don't mean a thing to people no more. Oh, my God. It says, and they, that they may have right to the tree of life. Don't you want a right to the tree of life? You have the right to the tree of life. That's with Christ. And may enter through the gates into the city. The city of heaven. That gate. To heaven, because there's another gate. There's a gate to hell. You don't want that. The Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church, the true church. You live it every day. It's a lifestyle to live holy, to live right, to live separated from the world, not doing what they're doing, saying what they're saying, and going where they're going, and all that. Just living a clean life for Christ. Living according to his word. Reading his word. Fasting, meditating. Sharing his word with these young people. With your children, with your grandchildren. Great-grandchildren. Come on. Nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunties, uncles. Come on. Share the word of God with someone. You can make a total difference in somebody's life. People out here been on drugs, and you're hearing powerful testimonies, even in the midst of everything that's going on, bad around about us, and murdering and killing and stealing. God is still healing. He's still saving. He's still setting free and delivering people alive. People that was, you know, saying that they had been on crack cocaine and there was a gangbangers and all that, and God is setting them free. And they're getting out sharing it with others. That's what it's all about. He's been coming to this whole gospel be preached all everywhere. Everybody hear about Jesus. Everybody know about Jesus. Be in the end. Because freaking on all four corners of the earth. Be in the end, y'all. He's still coming. He's still coming. It says, for without are dogs and sorcerers. People got spirits like dogs, you know. The Bible says in Isaiah, said they greedy dogs, said the watchmen. The ones that are supposed to be watching for your soul. The Bible said they greedy dogs. Yeah, greedy dogs. Laying down, never getting enough. Oh, my God. It says, homeowners, People just doing any everything with your body. Men, pastor wives swapping with other men and women in the church. But you get up and preaching to people and your life, oh my God, your lifestyle, dirty, clean, unclean. Oh my God. Said murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. It says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify. Oh, yeah, unto whom? You and me. Yeah, these things in the church. He said, look, I'm the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Jesus is the bright and morning star. Oh, yes, he is. Devil was. Won't anybody say he's the bright and morning star that was kicked out to the earth? Oh, my God. It's in the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that cometh say, come. And him that athirst come. Thirsty after righteousness. Thirsty for Christ. Yes. It's, and whosoever will. I don't care who you are, where you come from. You can be an unbeliever. You can be a, become a believer. You can be an atheist and become a believer, because you got to believe in order to be saved. And for these ministers to tell you, you know, you come many ways and you ain't got to believe. How in the world you going to come to Jesus except you believe? How in the world can you come to him except you believe? Even the chair you sitting in right now listening to me or standing up, you have to believe that chair going to hold you. Or whatever you sitting in, the sofa, the chair, whatever you sitting in, you got to believe in order to believe. I mean, to sit down and think that's gonna hold you up. We must believe. We must believe. You believe in something, even a sinner. Believe in something. Man gonna believe in something and somebody. But we here at the Redder Church want you to believe in God, believe His word, try Him. Receive him. Why you have time? Why the blood run a woman in your vein? Because the dead can't praise him. But why the blood run a woman in your vein? Why you closing your right mind? Receive Christ today. And help your family. We're running out of time. Things are changing. I don't know if you notice or not. Things are changing. The Bible said everything's going down by the word of God. Do you not see it? Banks closing. That's going down. Stock market going down. People losing their money and, you know, retirement funds and everything. You may, by the time you get to retirement, might ain't have no retirement. Might ain't have no Social Security. At this point, the way things going, the earth, we don't know when Jesus is coming, but we know he's coming, and we need to be ready. Stores closing. That's going down, y'all. People losing their job, that's going down. People being put out of their homes. I heard in Atlanta that it's like, I forgot, it's like 12,000 people from their homes, not knowing where they're going to go. And then some of them got children, and they got to change out of school. They just starting school. Got to, you know, figure out where you're going. And, you know, it's a praying time, y'all. It's real out here. It's a real devil. He's killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives every day, and you don't believe it. So who do you think is doing it if it ain't the devil? It's not God. It's the devil. Oh, some of y'all been hurt, and we all been hurt. But God is a healer. Oh, yes. You say church hurt. Not just church hurt. I mean, and even if Even in church hurt, sometimes your family members hurt you, you know, and you'll go back, you know, around people that hurt you and won't even accept your family. You accept somebody outside your family and forgive them, but you can't forgive your family. You can't forgive your mom, sister, and brother, but you can forgive somebody out in the street. It's backwards. It's twisted thinking, y'all. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy people's family and life. He's a killer. He's a stealer. He destroys. That's the devil. God said he come to give you life and life more abundantly. Oh, my God. We need to get it together here. As I said, people hold us down. You know, things happen in this world. But God said he going to wash away all your tears. You know? Things happen. The Bible says, look, it's appointed unto man once to die and then judgment. Come on, y'all. And the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Don't kill yourself. Come on. Don't take those pills. Mm-mm. Put it down. Don't take that knife and cut your arm. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't shoot yourself. No, and don't shoot nobody else and try to take nobody else's life along with you. No, try Jesus. Come on. There's hope. There's hope in Jesus, in Christ alone. Just place your trust in Christ alone. The Bible says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy in this book. If any man shall add, come on, y'all, people trying to add to God's word, saying God doing a new thing. Now, like I said, Jamal Brown said it's going to take more than what we're using now to draw people. That ain't what the word say. He say it's going to take more than what his words say. And the same thing with TV Jakes, saying, you know, it's not enough just God's word. Where is that at in the Bible? See, we're adding to God's word. He told us don't do that. You need to get back into the word of God. Get along with God yourself. Call on the name of Jesus. And he promised to save you. He promised to heal and deliver you. He promised to set you free today. People hold us stuff. They got grudges. Got something wrong with me and my mama don't talk. Me and my sister don't talk. All of this is the devil is using stuff to hinder you, to stop you from getting the way you need to go in Christ. Well, if they won't forgive you and you ask them to forgive you, then blood is off your hand. That's up between them and God. But get it right yourself. Get it right yourself. Don't hold stuff. Let it go. There's two real facts. There's a real fact that we were born, and there's a real fact you're going to die. But where will you spend eternity after? That's what you want to know. The Bible says, if any man shall take with me out of pastor, I think I don't went down too far, let me see. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. It's a lot of plagues. Y'all remember Pharaoh. Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go. Flies and, you know, locusts and all that. Come on. Yeah, it's going to be many plagues. COVID was a plague. You know, and it's still around and other things. You know, and I think I saw where there was a lot of crickets and stuff all in the city, the houses was covered. Worms dropping from the sky. All this stuff that you think is not real. I think that happened in New York. Oh, my God. Fires starting up all around. Took the whole city out. My whole city. Burned to the ground. It's the families were, when they found some of the bodies, the families were hugged up together, burned to death together. Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. How much real do we have to get? This is real. This is reality. You got these reality shows. Well, this is really a reality. Theirs is made up, but this is real. Reality is setting in. Things are happening really fast. The Bible warned us of that. They never recognize he has but a short time. Running out of time, y'all. The Bible says, and if any man take away from the word of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the Lamb, out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which is written in this book. He which testified things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. We here at the Ready Church just want to let you know Jesus is coming soon. Come to Jesus while you have a chance. You never know. You know, sometimes you leave home. People have left home and not know they won't make it back. Just this week, I think it was some students went on a trip, a whole band from a school, high school, you know, and I think they said the bus had a flat tire or something, or blowed out one of the front tires, and they went over the cliff, and we're praying for the families, and, you know, it was just so much to pray for. So, you know, you have no idea when you leave home if you're going to make it back. Even just going up the street or to the store, even next door, you never know. We are so blessed when you can leave home and come back home. You need to say, Lord, I thank you that I made it back home. Yeah, and when you leave in the morning, you need to pray before you leave. Pray for your children. Come on, gather your children around, pray for them before they leave to go to school, because you don't know if they're going to make it back. You pray that God will take them there and take them safe and bring them back safe. We need to pray. It's a praying time like never before. Oh, yes. Pray. It's a praying time. We're here at the Ready Church. We love you. We're praying for you. We pray that we're making a difference in your life. We're urging you to get on board. If you want to see Jesus, get on board. We here at the Ready Church just want to be a blessing in your life. Say forgive and live. We here at the Ready Church just want to let you know that you can come to Jesus right now, because you may not have this chance anymore. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for your friends. Pray for your enemies, those that hate you without a cause. I was even looking at an article today. It was a YouTube. That this man wanted this job and they was having a panel, and the Congress, he was trying to persuade the man to denounce Jesus. He said, you know, to get this job. The man, he said, no, that's my belief. He said no, and they said, well, you won't, basically saying you're not getting the job. So, oh well, Jesus said he would supply all our needs. That's what we got to do, y'all. We got to stand. Haven't done all to remain standing in this last hour. Things are getting really intense. Enemy knows he's running out of time. So we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. I just want to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for every listener. We pray that you'll stir their hearts and their mind, their souls. We pray, oh God, for their families. We pray for unsaved loved ones. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for bodies that are sick on today, oh God. You're the Lord, our God, the healer of thee, oh God. We pray for every listener on today, God, that you stir their hearts. Turn their mind, touch them only like you can do, oh God. You made them, and you know everything there is to know about them. Help them say, what must I do to be saved? And run to the foot of the cross. We pray for those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts. We plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, body, and soul on today. To try Jesus and trust him. He will save you. He will deliver you. And he said, I will keep thee in perfect peace. whose mind is stayed on thee. We pray for your mind, that your mind will be set on the word of God, and that he will continue to minister to you through this life journey. We pray for those that are in bereavement right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over families. They have lost loved ones. Oh, God, you can heal with sorrow is there. Oh, God, you are healing on today. We just thank you, oh, God, for what you've done and what you're going to do as we continue to look to you and walk by faith and not by sight. And these last and evil days, in Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated, God is exalted, Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. God bless you, dear church.
lift up your voice and give him the glory. Give the Lord the glory. And give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift up your mouth. Let your praise come before his presence with thanksgiving. And we give you the glory. We give you the praise.